I'm going to talk to Helen East. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
And you've just joined us, and I did a terrible thing to you. We hadn't even met because you pressed our buzzer just as I was about to do a link, so I had to keep you standing outside in the rain for about 5 minutes.
I was standing outside in the rain, but it wasn't too bad.
Really?
I just couldn't see anything when I came in. My glasses were all covered in raindrops.
I know. I have that same problem. And do you have that thing with your glasses where you get those smears on them?
Yes.
And it must be the coatings or something. Because you get those cloths and things, and you can't get rid of, they really annoy me.
They are really annoying.
Yeah, yeah. So I have to get the washing up liquid. That's
my.
Yeah, that's very good actually. A bit of washing up liquid on the lenses. Yeah, yeah. That kind of works.
Mm.
So you are here to talk about Cambridge Companion Singers.
That's right, Companion Voices.
Companion Voices,
yes.
And you provide I was going to say unique, but in fact, Companion Voices is a national network, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And tell me what you do.
So Companion Voices are groups of people that meet together to prepare to sing at the bedside of people who are dying.
Right.
So we sing to create a kind of a soundscape of song to hold that person and bring them comfort, peace, relaxation, companionship at the end of their lives.
And how did you come to be involved with the group?
It's an idea that has really been gaining traction over the last sort of few years. They're a group of choirs in the United States called Threshold Choirs, and they've really developed this. But Companion Voices is British, and it was started in 2014 by a singer and choir leader called Judith Silver in Brighton. And I met Judith on a field camping in Wiltshire. And I knew what she did, and we had a conversation. And from that conversation in the field, you know, I'm here leading this group in Cambridge, which is, it's an amazing privilege to be doing this work.
Yes, yeah. And I imagine having... in the last year, lost a couple of members of my family and people close to us.
Mm.
That on the face of it, this kind of thing, sometimes to get a conversation going around it can be difficult.
Yes.
But actually, music is something that gives great comfort to people who are
absolutely
about to leave us, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it encourages you can let go. I mean, it touches you. You know, it can touch you very deeply, but it also, if you're, it can really help you let go. It can help you release emotion. I'm thinking here of the families.
Yes.
And for the person being sung to, if you think that we don't sing to each other very often in our society, I think it's a wonderful thing to bring back. We sing lullabies to babies. We sing nursery rhymes to our kids, you know, when they're little.
Yes.
And then that's it, really. So to bring back that sense of comfort, that sense of being held, a sense of connection to other people at this other transition in life, I think is a wonderful thing.
And how does this work? If you are going to somebody's bedside or to
yes.
be with somebody who's about to pass.
Yes.
Do you speak with their loved ones or with them? How do you plan what you're yes. going to sing?
We would need to speak to their loved ones. So we'd be invited in. So we speak to their loved ones, try and find out what we can, what we feel that the person will be comfortable with. And perhaps meet them as well, depending where they are.
Yes.
And before we sing, we would just go in and just, you know, be with them and make sure that everything feels right, is okay.
Yeah. And when you're there,
yes.
is it the case that people, everybody, their relatives, whoever's with them, stop and listen to the singing? Or do you sometimes sing and that's the background to just everything
everyday life
happening? Yeah.
Yeah, I think every case is different. So I have to say here that Companion Voices in Cambridge is new.
Right.
So we've been meeting for about the last 6 months, but not over the summer. So we haven't felt that we're ready ourselves to go out and do this work. So we're working closely with Judith in Brighton and her group, Judith in Watford now, she's moved.
Right.
And her groups have already gone out and done this. And I think every case is different. Every situation is different. We might be in a hospice. We might be in somebody's home. There might be everyday life going on around, which is lovely. Or it might just be us. And, you know, we might be the only people that are there bringing comfort to somebody. So, yeah. Yeah, every case is different.
And is it always the case that you're there at the end, or sometimes might you go and sing to someone who is not going to be with us much longer, but
yes,
you're just there for a period of time? It might
yes
not be at the moment when
they're... No, absolutely. It most likely it wouldn't be at that moment.
Right.
Because,
that's private, yeah.
Yeah, we would just go in for 20 minutes, half an hour, 10 minutes, and just see. So it would be around that time as they're coming to the end of their lives, yeah.
So I suppose if people are listening, there are kind of two
yes
things here, aren't there? That there may be people who are listening who think, this is something I would like to get involved with, a group that I would like to join. You said you're new, so I'm
yes
assuming you're looking for people
yes
to come along. So let's deal with that first. If somebody's listening now and would like to be involved with your group, like to join you,
yeah,
how do they do that? And what sort of commitment, what level of commitment would you require?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we have a website for the UK, companionvoices.org, and you can find the Cambridge group on that. And if you email, then that will get forwarded to me. So we meet every 2 weeks on a Thursday evening, just off Mill Road, Ross Street Community Centre. And I would really, if it speaks to you, I would really encourage you to get in touch and to come along. And you don't have to be a singer. So I work as a natural voice practitioner with the belief that if you can talk, you can sing. And we work with whatever musicality, whatever experience that you bring with you. And we do all sorts of things in the session. So it's a 2-hour session. So we'll work together as a group, getting to know each other, building trust, maybe sort of exercises to help bond the group. Because when we're at somebody's bedside, we need to be confident in each other and really know and trust each other. And that, when you mentioned before that it's rather taboo to speak of death and dying. And you know, this is part of the desire to change that in our society. And, I mean, we're in touch with the Death Cafe, we're in touch with the Arthur Rank Hospice,
yes,
and trying to get those conversations going. And one of the places where they do get going is in the groups. So we do that kind of thing. And then obviously we learn the songs and we work on our blending and just become comfortable with our own voices and how our own voices work alongside somebody else's voice, which is magic.
Yeah, it sounds fabulous. So just tell me again, if people want to contact you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so it's companionvoices.org. Have a look online.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Companionvoices.org. Okay,
yeah.
And we will be uploading this interview to my webpage of our website, so you can go back if you didn't quite catch any of that and listen again. And if somebody, the other group, if we can call them that, who may want to contact you, are those maybe who might want your services at some stage.
Yeah.
These days, people plan for the end of their life.
That's
you know,
right.
They might be fit and well
That's
now,
right.
but they might want to be planning for the future.
That's right.
How would they make contact? It's the same.
It's the same, yeah, companionvoices.org. Just
right.
Google us and it will come up, and just get in touch and we'll have a chat and see what we can offer. Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, listen, it's a wonderful service that I think you're going to be offering.
Thank you.
And all the best with the group.
Thank you.
And maybe once you get rolling, you can come back and have a chat again and let us know how you're getting along.
Absolutely. Maybe we can sing you a song.
Ah, that would be lovely. Thank you very much indeed. Helen
Eve. It's a pleasure. Thank
Companion
you.
Voices. Lovely.